From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. A powerful storm cut short Canada Day celebrations in Georgina on Tuesday, forcing the cancellation of festivals at the Rock, including the evening fireworks, which will be rescheduled. The storm brought down trees and hydro lines, prompting road closures and safety warnings, while severe conditions on Lake Simcoe caused significant damage and claimed the life of a 38-year-old man. Residents are being reminded to stay weather aware and use caution on the lake, where conditions can change rapidly during summer storms. If you're planning to ride an e-bike this summer, make sure you know the rules before you hit the road. York Regional Police are reminding residents that riders must be at least 16 years old, wear a helmet, and follow the same traffic laws as other cyclists. E-bikes must also keep their pedals, cannot be modified to exceed the assisted speed limit of 32 kilometers per hour, and may be subject to additional municipal bylaws. Two women are injured, one in critical condition, following a two-vehicle collision in Markham on Canada Day. York Regional Police say a black Honda Civic and a black Chevrolet pickup truck collided while traveling northbound near Woodbine Avenue and Steelcase Road just before 11 a.m. on July 1st. Police are asking anyone who witnessed the crash or has dashcam footage to come forward as the investigation continues. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.